It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine are expected in Colorado today. The first batch arrived yesterday. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The nearly 100,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine are being distributed to hospitals across the state. More of the Pfizer vaccine is also expected this week. Currently, hospitals are vaccinating their high-risk healthcare workers. And today, residents at the Fitzsimmons Veterans Facility will be among the first seniors to be vaccinated. Most nursing homes will begin next week. It's not clear whether Colorado will heed the latest advice from a CDC panel. It recommends anyone 75 and older receive a vaccine in this first tier. Dr. John Douglas is with Tri-County Healthcare in Metro Denver.
I think that's probably a smart idea, and so I suspect we'll go with that, but that's not my decision to make.
Dr. Douglas says that decision would be up to the governor. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
On the new coronavirus aid package, Colorado's congressional delegation split along party lines in the House, with Democrats voting for additional relief and Republicans voting against. Democratic Representative Jason Crow said the measure doesn't go far enough, but...
As imperfect as it is, and there are plenty of things that are not in this bill that should be, it will provide immediate relief for millions of families and small businesses who simply can't wait any longer.
On the other side, Republican Representative Doug Lamborn voted against the COVID relief portion of the bill, saying it was overly broad. He said a $300 a week unemployment benefit would encourage half of Americans to stay home because they'd earn more than going back to work. The $900 billion COVID relief package was included in the larger $1.4 trillion budget bill. The fire that burned in Glenwood Canyon and shut down Interstate 70 for 2 weeks earlier this year is 100% contained. Fire officials say the Grizzly Creek fire hasn't been active in a month, but that they were waiting for more snowfall to consider it fully contained. The fire ignited on August 10th and burned more than 32,000 acres. The fire also raised the risk of flash floods and landslides that could close Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon. Along the Front Range today, it's mostly sunny and windy, highs near 60 in Denver. This is CPR News.